Dozens of shop owners were busily prepping their booths over the weekend, scrubbing surfaces, arranging shelves and fixtures, and receiving fresh orders of meat and cheese. Baked goods were being made throughout the night and into this morning. It's all part of the recovery effort after a fire early on the morning of January 30th. Now, the operative words being used to describe the rest of the 100-year-old landmark are clean and bright. Patrick Hearn has served customers in the building off and on for 30 years.
I've never seen it this clean on the inside. All the little architectural details in here. I have a new appreciation for some of the items, like the area around the clock and the little friezes that are in the archways. They've been pretty bad for years.
Along with the building itself looking different, many business owners did what Vince Bertinacci has done. The owner of Vince's Meats used the downtime to study, reinvent, and improve his operation.
I'm going to try to have a new floor put in. Got rid of a lot of things, like things that you don't think of. Fix this, try to make things easier. You don't do that when you're open.
But that's a small silver lining after discarding smoke-damaged food, sifting through insurance paperwork, and guesstimating how many thousands of dollars have been lost. Bob Holseppel owns City Roast and says insurance will cover his lost product, but not lost wages or sales.
Everything in the market is fresh this week, for sure. Because everything has been replaced. I mean, I lost 500 pounds of tea. I lost 240 pounds of coffee. I lost, thousands and thousands of dollars worth of other products and equipment and whatever. The frustration of not being able to serve your customers. You just want to get back to work.
Over the weekend, customers were trying to peek through the dozens of locked doors for a glimpse of the repair efforts. James Howard works nearby and says traffic has been slow since last month. He's thrilled the market is reopening, both for his business and his palate.
I'm waiting on my favorite cheese stand lady to open up, and I get some of my meats there, Carl. I like their cheese better than getting the cheese from Dave's. It's softer, and it stays in your refrigerator a whole month without going bad. And they got a lot of good fresh red meat, pretty meat, and I miss getting my sweets things out of there, you know, like brownies and cookies and things.
Many merchants thought the reopening would take months and say their selection and variety might take a few days to get back to normal. No cause has yet been determined for the fire, which started at Sebastian's Meats and spread to a neighboring stall. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Kabir Bhatia.